Welcome to my daily teaching videos. It is great to have you here. I've been looking forward to being here with you because today I'm going to jump into a brand new series all on the subject of how to build a relationship with God. And I really do encourage you to listen all the way through, bake this into the fabric of your day, because it's so vitally important that we learn to enter a relationship with God. Amen. The church has done a pretty good job of helping people start relationships with God. The church has done a really bad job of helping people enjoy and flourish and walk in the fullness of that relationship with God. And over the coming weeks, I'm going to really explain how to build into, again, the fabric of your daily life, a relationship with God that actually really works. How to be a friend of God. Before we jump into today's teaching, let me do two or three quick announcements. Firstly, I have a brand new book on this subject called Building a Relationship with God. It is out now on Amazon. You can get this as a paperback or as a Kindle download. And I also have a study guide that goes with the book and helps you get the most of that. We have several churches here in the US that are now using this as a small group resource. So if you're a church pastor, you might want to consider that. It's just me. I'm a tactile person, but I really would encourage you to get a physical copy of a book and write on it and draw circles and make it yours. It's so easy to have digital things that live there in the cloud. There's something real about holding something, reading it with your Bible, going through and engaging with it. You get a whole new level of experience that way. Good. Secondly, if you're new to my YouTube channel, it is great to have you here. Welcome. My name is Graham. I am a British French American. Go figure. Live 22 years in the UK where I was born, live 20 years in France, where I still have a home, and now live 13 years in the United States. But I am a citizen of heaven. Most of all, I lead churches here in New England, travel internationally, but I love coming to YouTube and teaching. We have over 1 million subscribers to our YouTube channel. So I want to say a big thank you to all of the subscribers to this channel. And lastly, I want to say a big thanks to the partners of my ministry. You know who you are. You are awesome. We love you. And if you're not yet a partner, I would really encourage you praying about becoming one. Boom. Well, welcome to day three of our teaching on building a relationship with God. Get a copy of the book. It's my sleazy ad. And we're going to have fun today, guys. If you've got a Bible, come with me to John chapter 3. I have my old Bible here from the 80s. I was looking through today. And John 3:16. And you say, Graham, do you need to turn that? Sometimes it's good to turn to a page in the Bible and look at it. In fact, let's read from John 3:14. The word says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Which, if you know the backstory, all speaks about a story of healing in Numbers chapter 12, I believe it is. Whosoever, there's an old Baptist song that says, whosoever meaneth me. Whosoever is me. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And of course, verse 16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Zoe life. Here is my challenge with you today. I think through a tradition and religion, we taught that everlasting life means life that lasts everlastingly. Hello? Doesn't take a lot to work that out. In a way, we see the word eternal life, it's often translated as in life that lasts eternally. Heaven's life. Life that will go on forever and ever. And of course, we are people of space and time. We live in, I like to say we live in 3.5 dimensions. We live in 3 dimensions, height, length, depth, you know, height, length, depth. But we also live in half a dimension called time, which at least from our perspective is only moving in one direction. As science and Einstein have taught us, time may not even be real. It's relative. It goes, you know, different places in different ways. You know, it's a weird thing in a way that can be hard for us to intuit and get our heads around. But here's the point I want you to be. I want you to grasp today. We've often sang the songs, haven't we? And it's a great song, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We tend to think about eternal life as in the duration of that life. Now, of course, the life God gives us will last eternally. I will have an eternal life, a life that never ends. Amen. That's not actually really the point. When Jesus is talking about eternal life, everlasting life, Zoe life, he's referring it more to the quality of life rather than simply the duration of life. When Jesus says, I have come that you might have life, Zoe, and Zoe more abundantly. Again, it's not only about the duration, it's about what type of life. And I want you to catch this here. Jesus was the most alive person that has ever been. Hallelujah. Jesus was, and Jesus is, completely and utterly alive. At the cross of Calvary, he gives up his Zoe life. The life of God is in Jesus. And at the cross of Calvary, he gives up that life. Why? That we might have it back. And again, what religion has done is taught us that, yes, one day when we die, one day when Christ comes or calls, bye-bye pie in the sky, we will have eternal life. I want to tell you, eternal life does not start the day you die. Eternal life starts the day you were born again. In fact, if you don't have eternal life before you die, you won't have eternal life after you die. And my main premise in sharing this with you is to teach and share and show that you have God's eternal life right now. Now, let me apply this to this subject of building a relationship with God. I think the challenge for most of us, and you think if this is true for you, is what we have actually done is we tend to think, yes, I have a relationship with God right now. It's wonderful-ish. Nobody will stand up in my church tomorrow and say, it's wonderful to be saved-ish. And yet that's actually where a lot of people practically live. They go, I know this is wonderful, but I wish it could be a little bit more wonderful. You know, the average Christian will hear somebody who's absolutely overflowing and transformed and satisfied with Jesus, and they'll be happy for them, and yet they'll also be slightly jealous, like, what do I do to get one of those? How do I step into that level of relationship with God? And I want to tell you, you can. You're in the right place, and I'm going to explain exactly how to do that in the coming days. What I want you to see, though, is this. I think most of us live with the current reality of our relationship with God. And yet, we look at the future, we look at the eternal future, the future after we die, the future in heaven, if you will, the New Jerusalem, the future eternity. I think what most of us do is we go, I've got a relationship with God right now, and it's great, but it could be a lot better. I'm failing, I'm sort of running on one cylinder compared with what I could be. But one day, in the future, after I die, I will step into the fullness of that thing. I will be living at 100%. I'll be running on 100 cylinders. Does that make sense? One day in the future, after death, we'll have this glorious relationship with God. But right now, we're kind of meandering slowly through the heat and the mud, like some old hymn says, I hate. Here's what I want you to get, guys. God's only got one relationship to give you, and he's already given it to you right now. And I believe that you can have, you can enjoy, you can step into heaven's relationship right now. And if it is true that our relationship with God right now is on a spectrum compared with the 100% that it will be in the future, whose fault is that? Now, I don't say that to broker blame or shame or condemnation, but I believe you can have the fullness of that relationship right now. I believe Jesus lived in the fullness of the relationship he will have with his Father throughout all eternity while he was here on the earth. Now, of course, while we're here on the earth, we have a physical body, we have needs, you need to sleep and eat, and, you know, there's bad weather and good weather and bugs, and Jesus lived with those realities. So I agree, if you take all of those things away, life will be so much greater when we don't have those sorrow and sighing things going on around us. But my point is, Jesus, the relationship Jesus has with the Father now is not greater than the relationship Jesus had with the Father during his walk on the earth in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Same relationship. And I tell you, the relationship you and I will have when we've been there 10,000 years is available to us in the here and now. What we've got to do is begin to believe that. What we've got to do is actually have hope and vision and entertain even the possibility that that is possible that that is something God sets before us. And I believe if we'll do that, we'll step into this glorious place in that relationship with the Lord. What I want you to do today, and I'll be back with more thoughts on this tomorrow, is actually think, what's it going to be like in that, when we've been there 10,000 years place? What's it going to be like to be gloriously living in absolute abiding fellowship with Him? You can have that right now on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can have eternal life now in Jesus' name. Ooh, more on that tomorrow. Thanks for watching, guys. Grab a copy of that book and I'll see you in tomorrow's video. Guys, again, thanks for watching. I'll be back tomorrow with another lesson. I really would encourage you, because it's life-changing, to pick up a copy of this book. Again, you get Amazon will get it to you tomorrow in most countries, and I know this will be a blessing to you. Drop me a line if I can pray for you. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll be back tomorrow with another lesson. Bye for now.